You're listening to SBS News.
Three former prime ministers, celebrities and the fashion elite packed Sydney's St Mary's Cathedral. Carla Zampatti was remembered as the mother of the Australian fashion industry and a champion of women in business. Former Governor-General Dame Quinton Brice was among those paying tribute.
I was impressed by her honesty, candour, her sense of sisterhood and solidarity, her railing against chauvinism, against those who begrudged women opportunities and success.
The 78-year-old died a week after falling at an outdoor opera performance in Sydney. Her daughter and fellow fashion designer Bianca Spender spoke of her mother's captivating personality.
Mum was incredibly warm and affectionate. She loved a hug, called everyone darling, and would always hold your hand when you were speaking to her. Her favourite thing on the weekend was to swim and have her family around her. She offered you champagne and croissants at any time of day, with Nutella for the grandchildren, presenting everything on a perfect white cloth.
Carla Zampatti was also a passionate advocate of multiculturalism and served as chair of the SBS board for 10 years from 1999. Former Managing Director of SBS, Michael Abeid, was at the funeral.
I think Carla represents what modern multiculturalism really is. It's all about people coming to this country with absolutely nothing but amazing dreams and really making something of it. And this is what this country is all about. And I think she is the epitome of a successful multicultural story.
The designer migrated to Australia from Italy at the age of 9. At 14, she left school, and 10 years later, at just 24 years of age, she started her namesake brand with a loan from a cousin, as no bank would lend funds to a single mother. For almost six decades, the Carla Zampatti brand has survived adversity and economic downturns. It has been worn by Australia's most influential women, from Prime Minister Julia Gillard to Crown Princess Mary of Denmark. The editor of fashion magazine Marie Claire, Nikki Bridger, explains why.
She was really good at changing with the times and mixing it up and collaborating with new designers as well, so that she knew what the zeitgeist was, and she absolutely tapped into that.
Carla Zampatti was made a companion to the Order of Australia in 2009. It's Australia's highest civilian honour. Lucy Murray, SBS News.